Good morning. This is Martha Barra from Mendocino County, California. We grow wines organically under the labels of Barra Mendocino and Girasole Vineyards. My position with the winery is owner and vendor. Visit our websites at barraofmendocino.com and girasolevineyards.com. G-I-R-A-S-O-L-E.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
We're continuing our discussion with another winery who's participating in the 9th Annual International Alsace Varietals Festival in Anderson Valley. And we have the grand pleasure of meeting Martha Barra of Mendocino. And I want to give you a little bit of history because this is utterly fascinating. I'm so pleased that we're making this connection because her husband, Charlie, has been growing grapes organically since 1955. And the history of this gentleman is, I mean, his family's been in Northern California for a couple generations and originally from Piedmont, but he's really politically minded. I mean, he's gone out of his way to protect growers and the people who are picking grapes and everything they do at Barra of Mendocino. And another label that they have, Girasole, which has a sunflower on the cover, is all organic. Martha, thank you so very much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Lynn. I'm very pleased to be on your show.
You have a lot of different wines. And last night I had the Pinot Blanc with dinner. And oh my gosh, it was so delicious.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's our favorite summer drinking wine because of the brightness of the fruit and its apple, melon, citrus, and pears with so many lovely dishes.
I don't know how your family does it, but I normally don't talk pricing. But this Girasole Pinot Blanc is $13 a bottle. I don't know how you can, because there's no such thing as a Pinot Blanc on the market right now for $13 a bottle, except this.
Well, you know, we own the vineyards. We own the winery. Here again, Charlie has had the vineyard since 1955. It just makes a difference when you're not carrying a lot of debt. And so we believe in putting it out there to the consumer so they can enjoy it. And hopefully then we'll enjoy our Pinot Noir, which is a little bit more expensive.
And you are able to, people can go on your website and you will ship to them, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
Okay, and we
definitely
will have links up to both the Girasole and the Barra of Mendocino. Why the separate label?
Well, the separate label, Barra, is our premium smaller production winery. It's all in the same winery. It's a different style of winemaking in that all of the new French oak goes to the Barra label, and we buy about 30% new French oak a year.
Wow.
So there's a distinction. So when you get to the heavier wines like the Zinfandel and the Cabernet, you will really see the difference. And even the Pinot Noir, you will really see the difference. The Girasole is a very fruit-forward, food-friendly wine. The Barra has much more depth because of the nuances that come from the French oak.
Okay, so at the Anderson Valley event, you're going to be pouring not only the Girasole Pinot Blanc, but the Barra of Mendocino Pinot Grigio and
yes,
also the Muscat Canelli.
Yes, That's either a wow or a yum wine.
We have
a nice tasting room, and there are many people who are not seasoned wine drinkers, and so when they taste our Muscat Canelli, it's either wow or yum.
Oh, yeah, but put out a little bowl of salted nuts or some creamy cheeses, some dried fruits, and you have a dessert without having to do any cooking.
That's exactly right. Or if you poach pears in Muscat Canelli.
Oh, yes, yes.
Leave the little stem on the pear and leave the pear whole, and then put a little mint leaf on by the stem and drizzle a little chocolate on it, and it is a fantastic dessert.
Oh, my gosh, an idea for Valentine's Day around the corner.
Yes, of course.
Now, anyone who likes Asti Spumante, same grape variety, but this is still not sparkling.
No, ours is still.
Right.
We've considered putting a little spritz in it, but just haven't gotten there yet.
Well, people could always do that themselves if they want to.
Yes, they could.
Now, talk to us about also this. People who listen to me regularly know that I'm also a diehard fan of rosé, dry rosé.
Yes, we have one of those, too.
So you've got all the bases covered at dinner.
We do. Mm-hmm. The rosé is a Pinot Noir rosé. So what we do is we take the free run off of the Pinot Noir that we're making, and that becomes our Pinot Noir rosé, and it's the color is just very beautiful. And then, of course, you get a deeper flavor than some of the other, because this is grown in the North Coast.
Yeah.
This is grown in Mendocino County. So you've got a little bit more depth and the nice acid balance that many of the rosés don't have.
Yeah, because of the more northerly climate.
Yes, that's true.
So everything is estate grown and certified organic.
For over 25 years.
And you take care of all that paperwork and all of that management.
I do. But it's my passion. You know, when you're a farmer, you have to be passionate. And I have a lot of passion for the way we grow, the varietals that we grow, the land that we're taking care of. All of this requires dedication, and we know we're going in the right direction.
Did you develop this passion for organic about the time when your children were young?
Well, I married my husband 33 years ago. And as I say, we've been certified 25 years. It became that we were very concerned about what our employees were breathing, the well that would collect water from the pesticide runoff. So we just quit using chemicals in the vineyard. And now we use cover crops. And, you know, all we use is mined sulfur and copper for fungicide. Other than that, there is nothing that enters our vineyard that either disturbs the soil or takes away the quality of our water.
And how many acres are you farming?
We're farming over 200 acres and with 8 different varietals.
So you spend a lot of time driving around the valley, I bet.
I do. And in the vineyard. Yes. It's very necessary to have your feet on the ground when you're an organic farmer because you want to look and see the health of the vines, the health of the soil, the animals who have come back. We have ponds, and we get to see a lot of wildlife.
Oh, I bet. And this time of year, what kind of wildlife are you seeing out in the vineyards?
Well, on the ponds, we're seeing Canada geese. We're seeing mallards that are, it's mating time, and so they're nesting. We have white egrets and blue herons. There are foxes and bobcats.
Martha,
we're seeing a lot of wildlife.
I understand right now your favorite wine is the Barra of Mendocino Zinfandel.
It's very good. And Zinfandel is one of the things that we grow very well here in Redwood Valley and whole of Mendocino County. It's just vibrant with dark fruit, plum, and blackberry flavors. And the Barra has been aged in French oak for about 18 months. And so this is a wine that's very full in the mouth. And I always say when wine is richer, it has shoulders. So
this
is a wine that has spice and all of the characteristics of a good Zinfandel.
When you are enjoying a glass of that wine, do you have it with dinner or do you have it just by itself, you know, while you're sitting down and resting?
No, most of our wine at home is consumed around food. And a Zinfandel is something that I would serve with a pork loin.
Okay.
With a rich stew, a rich beef stew, with Zinfandel added to the stew.
Oh, yeah.
So that you're picking up some nuances of the wine in the stew.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And so what are you fixing for dinner tonight?
I'm actually having a venison tenderloin.
Oh, whoa.
Well, it's been in my freezer for just a few months, but it actually came from our vineyard because it was in there eating the grapes during harvest, so it had to go. And so the tenderloin is also called backstrap, and so that's marinated and then grilled. And so with Zinfandel, it's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, that poor little deer, but that sounds like a heavenly dinner.
You know, I have problems with fishing where you throw the fish back.
Yeah.
catch and release. I have problems with that, but I will catch a fish and I will eat it. Deer is the same way. If you're going to kill a deer, it needs to be eaten for food, not just
for sport.
Not just for fun, for sport.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. But,
And I understand that right off the Mendocino County are the best mussels in the world.
In front of, we have a home on the Mendocino coast, and I can send you pictures of the wonderful mussels that are on the rocks on the Mendocino coast. They're not real big, and so when you steam them with wine and garlic and parsley, they just make a wonderful meal.
Oh, my gosh.
With crusty French bread. When are you coming to visit?
Oh, my gosh. You've got to send me a picture so I can put it up with this segment as the graphic.
Yes, I can do that. I can do that.
Martha Barra of Mendocino and Girasole Pinot Blanc, and it's more. All the wines are organic, and we thank you so very much for your time on Wine and Dine.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thanks, and come and visit.
You're listening to iWine Radio.